best music. KZST, Santa Rosa.
Thank you for letting me smooth off the rough edges of your Wednesday and ease you into a peaceful state of mind. If this is your first time with us, welcome aboard. The phone lines are open and we so look forward to talking with you tonight. 1-888-633-5452.
Hi, Sean. What can I do for you?
Well, I don't know right now with the caller, but we're having a bit of a trouble in our relationship. Like, right now, we're separated temporarily because...
Me and my significant other, who may not be my significant other because I don't know if we're going to make it work, but I really want it to work because I love her with all my heart and soul.
Exactly.
Is that where you're at?
Exactly. You always know it.
What led to this separation between you and what's her name?
Her name's Chelsea.
What happened with you and Chelsea that you're in this quandary?
Oh, basically, we had a big fight, and then...
Over what?
She was talking to her ex-boyfriend who we've had problems with in the past.
We've had problems with. Obviously, if she's talking to him, she's not having problems with him.
Well, she had a problem with him in the past, but she got over it, and I never did.
She's still emotionally connected to her ex, which drives you nuts.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, she can't let go of that emotional tie and still feels obligated.
Yes, she told me today that it was over between them, and now she's devoted to me, and that made me really happy, and I just wanted to see if you can play a song for us that shows her that I forgive her and I understand.
But what's to forgive, honey? She's not in the wrong for...
No, she, I don't know how to say it, but...
I'm saying if she still has feelings for her ex-boyfriend, that's not something she can control.
Yes, I know that. It's just that she, in a way, has deceived me.
Okay, so she can control the lying, but if she still is emotionally connected to him, that's not something that can be wished away or made to go away, or, you know, she can be honest with you about it, but if they still have an emotional...
That's part of the deception. She lied a lot about the situation. That's the main part of it.
Why are you wanting to stay in a relationship with somebody who is not emotionally available to you?
Well, now, after talking to her today, before she went into work, she explained everything to me and it said that she is now. And I'm giving her a second chance because I believe that everyone deserves a second chance.
Everyone does deserve a second chance. So I'm glad you guys are working it out. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your...
but I just can't make you sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's letter says, "Hi, Delilah, this is David. I'm hoping you can help me. My father recently died and was brought back to life by the paramedics. Because of this, my father has become permanently blind and he has trouble speaking. As a result, now my brother doesn't want any kind of relationship with our father. He used to love our dad, and I don't understand why he doesn't want a relationship with him now. I don't know what I should do. Should I try to talk him into going and seeing our father? Or should I even care about that? I don't want to see him ruin his relationship with our father. He's not even going to go see him on his birthday. I'm hoping you can give me some advice. Thanks for your help, from David." David, I will give you my best words of advice coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Today's best music is on KZST.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why DayQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide daytime cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need fast, powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, choose DayQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Easy.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa.
I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset. I can't deny it, getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard. Pockets, kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, stars get tangled, I start to compromise. My life and my purpose, is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
And welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon.
Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Thank you.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is a heartbreaker. A young man named David, whose father died and then was brought back to life, but as a result is permanently disabled, and his younger brother doesn't want any relationship with the disabled father now, and David's trying to fix that. David, you know, there's something called the Beatitudes, and one of the Beatitudes is where God said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." You're a peacemaker, David. You have the heart of a peacemaker. You want to see people come together in relationships, and you want to facilitate that. And that is a wonderful quality. You want to be the bridge of love between your father and your brother. However, you have to learn, as well as that peacemakers are blessed, the serenity prayer. You have to ask God to give you the wisdom to recognize what you can and can't change. You can certainly have a conversation with your brother and say, "I know it's awkward for you. I know it's hard for you to see our dad, who was once so able-bodied, now being disabled. I know it's hard for you to talk to him, and I know that makes it very uncomfortable, but our dad still needs us more than ever. Our dad needs our love and support and comfort, and I really think that you're doing Dad a disservice, and you're not honoring him or respecting him by distancing yourself." But that's all you can do, David. You can only share your heart and then leave it in your brother's court. If he finds it too painful, too uncomfortable to be emotionally available for your dad, you can't fix that. All you can do is make sure you're there all the more emotionally for your dad. When my mom had cancer and was dying, it robbed her of her freedom. She was in a wheelchair. She could no longer speak well. And some of her best friends, people she had known and loved for 40 or 50 years, told my sister and I they couldn't come and see her because it was too painful to see her that way. And I wanted to scream at them, "I don't really care if it's painful for you. I don't really care what you feel. My mom needs you right now." But then I realized I can't change them. All I could do is say okay and try to be there for my sister who was taking care of my mom. So good luck, and God bless you, and thank you for being a peacemaker.
The heart is a blue.